Ich bin ein Gummimatzi, und er bin Gummigummi. In mein Joghummi zu mir zieh, zu zieh Gummimatzi. Oh, ein Gummioli lehet, in der Gummi zu mir. In mein Joghummi nehm ich zieh, zu zieh Gummimatzi. Oh yeah.
What is that?
And there we have the winner of the night. The 2008 Most Annoying Song in the World contest.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be what I voted.
Yeah, that's
is that a rabbit singing?
No, it's a bear. It's a bear. The gummy bear song.
Hmm.
It's a Japanese commercial, evidently.
Oh, okay.
Evidently.
It's pretty annoying.
Thank you.
I'll give it that.
I'm glad you appreciated it for what it was.
Okay. What if I just said I loved it? Rolling down the freeway with a rag
top down, I gotta shuffle on the... Did you love it?
No.
Why would you have said that?
But what if I did love it? What would you have done then?
Did you love it?
No.
Then why would you have said that?
If I didn't love it. Really didn't love it.
Yes.
And I said, I love that. No. See, now you got me all confused.
Exactly. The radio with Brad Face sounded got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right. All right, all right, all right. On today's show, we're going to talk about Lee Strobel. We're going to talk about my rant. And we're going to hear from you. I'll see you in a minute, actually.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and if you haven't cheeked out the Jesus Geek dot info, what did I say?
Cheeked out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said?
That's what you said.
Okay, if you haven't cheeked out the Jesus Geek dot info show lately, you need to do that.
Okay.
You need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do that.
Okay. I'm sure that, mm-hmm. that somehow John yes. will get you. Somehow he will find people and advertise the show somehow so that they will know to listen to him.
Also, you need to be listening to the spiritualtramp.com or archangelnovel.com.
Now, I don't understand.
Because Faith's going to be on there. We're going to record her, and I think...
You're going to record me? I don't understand.
So. Well, I've got to get a hold of Scott.
I mean, am I just going to say my lines straight out without responding to somebody else saying them? I don't really get it.
Well, I will be reading the opposite. I don't know how it's going to work. I got to call Scott and find out. Right now, you just read over your lines, because that's what he told you to do.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll send him
I read over him yesterday 3 times, just the chapter 5.
Okay. Well, I'll send him an email and ask him.
But now he's like sending me emails like crazy. I got a lot to do.
I know. He's got you all involved in this novel now. She's a main character. You'll probably get killed before it's all over. He's very violent. That's Scott Roach.
That's okay. Kill me. I'm busy. I may have bitten off more than I could chew here.
It's just reading.
I understand that, but do you have any idea how busy I am right now? I have a lot of things I'm doing.
And we'll figure it out. It'll be
apparently,
all right.
People think that because you're a stay-at-home mom,
yes,
you don't have anything to do.
Well, you stay at home, right?
You just don't have anything to do.
What days are you at home? Because when I call, you're never here.
No, I'm not home. No. Only home during nap time.
You're not a soccer mom either, because that kid didn't play soccer.
No.
But you're running half the kids in this county from one end to the other.
I do. I don't know what that's about. I've adopted half the children.
Is our house the fun house? No, because there's no ever kids here.
No, there's always kids
ever
here.
There's no ever kids here.
There's always kids
Have
here.
Have I lost it's the just... ability to speak the English language?
Yes, well, we already knew that. However, there's always kids here. You're just never here when they're here. My house always has children here.
And I love you for that.
Yeah. I'm going to do what I can. Everybody's got to be out by 5:30.
My husband's coming home and he's going to be hungry.
Get out.
Okay, well, last week we did a rant that was kind of a more serious one. This one is a rant, and I'm very...
You have a rant?
I have a
rant.
And
I don't know about it?
Oh, you know. So... Well, we... I have a daughter. Have I mentioned that?
No.
Yes.
I don't think people know that.
I live in a house with two females.
Uh-huh.
And I so foolishly agreed to go shopping with them last weekend.
And, you know, for a while it was me and Helen against Faith. Faith wanted to go look at clothes and shoes and just, and it was me and Helen hanging out going, hey, let's go look at the knives or let's go look at the
Helen didn't want to look Disney at knives. Store.
Well, she would come with me because she just wanted to go. She wanted
you know what she
looking,
told me today? Moving. Just a minute. You know what she told me today? I got a UPS package from Old Navy because I got her some new jeans.
Yes.
And she said, Mommy, if they're old, why are you calling them new jeans?
Because they're from Old Navy.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't understand that that Old Navy doesn't mean that they're old. She was very confused by that statement. Old Navy, I don't understand it. Okay, anyway. So, that's what she said.
Okay.
Okay, but what she did tell me today?
Yes.
Mommy, please don't buy me any more clothes. I have so many clothes in my closet.
Well, good for her.
What child has ever said that? In my entire life did I never tell my mom, don't ever buy me any more clothes?
And but this is what you overcompensated, you see. Because you love clothes.
Yeah.
You've overcompensated.
So I tend to buy a lot of clothes for her.
Yeah, a little bit. So so I so foolishly agreed to go shopping with two women last weekend. And Helen, okay, this all started, see, this all started a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Far, far away. Well, across town. And I agreed to go get a Build-A-Bear for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Build-A-Bear and it was basically, you know, a Nazi prison camp. And I finally got out of that place. I went in thinking, oh, I'm going to spend $20 because you
was
walk
that
in.
Her third birthday?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it was like $80 before I got out of there. It was ridiculous. But here's the thing. They grew up. The people who own that store,
uh-huh.
They grew up.
Yeah.
And reinvented the wheel and added acid. So this started months ago, and this next chapter started months ago, when I was introduced to a thing called the American Girl doll. Now, if you don't know what this is, you're living in happy, ignorant bliss. But what it is it's a doll about 2 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
that is supposed to look, well, it's supposed to have a lot of character, kind of like a Cabbage Patch doll. They all have their own names and all this kind of stuff. And
well, but no, not each
you can actually get them. You can get a just
it's not like
a
Cabbage Patch doll at all.
You can get a just like me doll, which is supposed to look just like your daughter.
They look like they're like big girls. They're like they're for older girls.
Yeah, they look like they're about 3 years old.
They look like 7 or 8 year old. They're just a doll that's like 7 or 8.
Okay, see, I know nothing about this. As you can tell, I know nothing about this.
And they are really
all
cool.
I know,
and
all
they have
I
pretty
know
hair.
Is that they cost $100. And that is ridiculously a lot amount of money.
Well, then
a lot amount of money.
You don't know how to speak.
I have no idea. That's too much money.
You know whose fault this
that's
whole
too
business
much money
is, don't you? You know who to blame this whole thing
Thomas
on?
Thomas Edison?
No. You know who to blame this whole American Doll thing on?
Nikola.
My mother. It's all Grandma
that's
Lolo's
what,
fault.
Well, I'm getting there. Don't jump ahead of the story. Oh. I forbid it. I said, no, we're not spending that much for a doll. End of story. We're not doing it.
Okay.
Then your mother gets involved, right?
She didn't know you'd said that.
And buys her the doll.
No, she didn't buy her the doll. We bought her the doll.
I didn't buy her the doll.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Why did I buy her the doll?
Because you said she really wants it. Let's get it. You told me I could get the doll.
I don't remember that giving in.
Did you blank that out of your
memory? I did. I blanked that out of my consciousness.
Memory? You told me to buy
so
it.
So she got it for Christmas.
No, she got it for her birthday.
This gets worse all the time. That's
she
right.
Got
she
got it for her birthday in May. And meanwhile, bought her some clothes.
But we back up because for Christmas, I did forbid it. I said, no, she's not going to get it.
Right.
And then by the time the birthday rolled around, they had worn me down. They had held me down at night and stuck things underneath my toenails until I said, okay, you can have the stinking doll.
But they're so cute, and she got the one that looks like her.
And
didn't she look like her? She's
yes,
got
she got
blonde
the
hair
one
and blue eyes with fair
like
skin, but little freckles right under her nose. It's so cute.
It's so cute.
And April
thought,
got her a little carry bag
sure,
for her,
carry bag.
And she got an outfit from Meemaw.
Yeah, but your mom made her clothes.
Yeah, my mom made her some
made
pajamas.
Her some pajamas. Which I'm thinking, oh, good deal. Okay, we're good. Everything is great. You know, besides the fact that I can block out that I paid $100 for a doll for my daughter, okay. But now the rest is cool sailing because now everybody else can buy all this stuff and I'm free and free and clear and I'm happy and everything's good and the world is right. But last weekend I went shopping with my wife and my daughter and we went to the Galleria. Now, if you don't know what the Galleria is, it's a mall of malls. It's the mall of malls. It's the primo. It's the Cadillac of malls. Yeah. Okay. It's the mall you go to when you just have so much money. You want to just, you just have too much money.
It is not.
You have no more room in your pockets for money.
Listen to me.
You go to this place and they will help you.
That's where I go to shop because it's a nice mall. It's not any more spectacular than any other mall.
It's extremely nice mall.
No, it's not. It has all the regular stores. It just has high-end stores, too.
It's got carpet and leather chairs.
So what all malls have that now? Frisco does that, has that now.
It's got a skating rink.
That's very normal.
It's got a skylight. It's not
that great anymore. You don't go shopping
glass. And this is the reason why. Because they have things called American Girl doll stores. Now, I'm thinking...
It's not even a part of the mall. It's actually a separate store.
But it's... Well, you walk out of one door and into another. I mean, what difference does it make? It's in the same parking lot. We didn't have to drive
there. It's a two-story American Girl doll store.
Yeah, it's two-story. And she says...
It's a giant red building.
Can we go in there? And now, Helen had been great all day. Uh-huh. She had been super fantastically great.
I had been school shopping for her. So she had tried on 8 million outfits.
And she'd been good. And she'd done something else. What else had she done that week that... She'd done something else that week that was out of the extraordinary.
I don't remember. But yeah, Brad was a...
I was falling all over. I was very proud of her.
You'd lost your mind and...
I'd lost my mind for a second. And she says, Daddy, can we go to the girl doll, the American Girl doll store? And I'm thinking, yeah, sure, we can go in there and look around. I mean, she already got one, right? So it's not like we have to buy another one. She's already got one.
Oh.
So all she's going to do, though, is go in there and get ideas for people to buy her stuff for Christmas, right? And, that's fine. Buy us little accessories and stuff like that. We go into the American Girl doll store. And it's the whole trick of the Build-A-Bear thing. That all they really want to do is get you in the door with your daughter. That's all. That's their entire purpose in being. In fact, the entire front of the store is it's windows, but you can't see through them. And that's for a reason. Because they don't want you to know what's inside. You know what's inside? Hell awaits. Okay? Fiery, steamy clutches to grab a hold of the essence of your being. And just... destroy it.
You know what happened when we walked in the door? You didn't come in with us when we first went in.
She went.
That's exactly what she went. My mouth dropped open. Okay. Because we had only ever gotten catalogs. And I'd known about the American Girl doll for about 10, 15 years because my niece was really into them. And they came around about that long ago, as far as I know. Anyway.
This is Adolf Hitler's son.
So when we walked into the store, I knew because I'd seen the catalogs. We walked in and my jaw dropped. I was...
The place is pure evil.
I mean, I had never seen so much stuff for dolls in all my life. I was amazed.
And it's not...
Oh my gosh.
No matter what you're thinking, it's not that. No. Okay. It's not like a Toys R Us
place.
No,
it is.
You walk in there...
As my dad would say, hi, book.
Yeah. And... The first thing about it is you notice, first thing you really kind
everything's
of...
Everything's displayed beautifully.
Once the dizziness goes away, mm-hmm. you look over to your right and there is a boutique. Is that what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A hair salon.
Uh-huh. A hair salon for your doll.
For your doll.
Ladies, stand there and do your doll's hair for you and show you how to
do your
hair.
They have beauticians there to teach mm-hmm. you how to do your doll's hair. Mm-hmm. And they charge money for this.
Yep.
And you wait in line and they sit in little doll beauty chairs.
Yep.
And they have hair dryers and they have white coats on. And they talk to you about the weather and rumors about other dolls. It's satanic. And that's not even the worst of it. They have real clothes for your daughter that are the exact clothes that the doll wears. And changing rooms and fitting rooms where your daughter can go in and try these clothes on and come out and say, look how cute I look. I look just like the doll. And not only do you have to buy the little outfit for the doll, you have to buy this outfit for me because we're so cute. And have I mentioned the coconut yet? Oh, let me talk about coconut.
No, but say it like Helen. Coconut.
Coconut. Daddy, can I get coconut?
Coconut?
And see, the sweetness of can I get, they even name the dog something so that when your daughter says it, it melts that little place in the back of your spine that allows you to have like rational thought. And so it's so cute. Daddy, can I please have the coconut? You know, he's like, yeah, of course you can have the coconut. What's a coconut? It's a dog.
It's a stuffed dog. Every doll has to have a dog.
They are advertising for themselves. They sell t-shirts for the dolls that say coconut on them.
They're genius.
Genius. Then, we only scratched the surface. I'm not even going to go into all that is in there. I'm talking violins, harmonicas.
She bought the art kit.
So then there's stairs that go upstairs. I'm like, what's upstairs? I wonder what's upstairs. You know,
let's escalator.
Daddy, can we go up the escalator? I'm like, okay, we can go up the escalator because I got no laugh anymore.
Through the entire time, as I'm walking around with Helen and Brad was off by himself, I kept getting text messages on my phone. I am in hell. Somebody, please shoot me. I'm going.
And the whole time you're hearing this song.
Too faint.
I'm an American girl. I'm an American girl. I mean, this song is playing. It's like. Ah. And you just walk around with drool coming out of your mouth because you're unable to like do anything else. They have American Indian girl dolls. They have Benjamin Franklin girl dolls. I mean, anything you could possibly imagine, they have a doll for you. Okay. Okay, so then we go upstairs. We go upstairs, and guess what's upstairs? Guess what? Go ahead and guess. A deli. An American Girl doll deli. Where they serve real food and doll food.
With chairs that your doll sits in mm-hmm. on the counter oh, while yeah. you eat.
Sure. But they've thought of everything, these
Oh, but wicked, not only do you while you eat, but then they have a dinner theater where you and your doll and your friends go and have a tea or a dinner theater and you can watch the Kittredge.
Yeah. It's like 250
American Girl doll movie.
$250.
No. If you want to have a birthday party.
Yeah.
If you want to have a birthday party.
Yeah.
$495 to have a birthday party there. Because I was like, oh my word, Helen would get the biggest kick out of that. I was looking at it and I thought, that would be a blast. She could have
but just
like
to go in
friends,
and get an ice cream is ridiculously expensive.
That would be so much fun.
And they thought of everything because, you know, well, Daddy, I didn't bring my doll with me. That's okay. We have dolls you can borrow. You can adopt a doll to have lunch with. Then they sell the little chairs. The little chairs they put your doll in, they hook to the table so that your doll can eat with you. Well, they sell those chairs so that you can take them with you to other restaurants so that the doll can always be with you. Little Chucky dolls.
They are not Chucky dolls. They are beautiful dolls. I won't have you say that about them.
Okay. There was a knife kit, though.
It was beautiful dolls.
And everything.
And I got her a lunchbox.
Yes. So now she has an American Girl doll lunchbox.
But she takes
and guess what's on the lunchbox?
Every day.
Coconut is on the lunchbox.
And her lunch is in the lunchbox every day.
Yes.
It was a very nice lunchbox.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
All right. I'm sorry. I have my mom's disease when it comes to this.
Uh-huh.
I think it's completely rational.
Sure. It's perfectly rational.
I don't understand what's wrong with you.
An entire store devoted to dolls.
I love dolls. I love dolls. I played with dolls to the point where I was way too old to play with dolls. I love to play with dolls.
She better have this doll since she's 30. Okay, this doll's going to college with her. That's what I'm saying. $100 doll. It's ridiculous.
Okay. She gets together with her friends and they play with their American Girl dolls. They do
American Girl doll. American. And Kit Kittredge movie. They actually released an entire movie called mm-hmm. Kit Kittredge, mm-hmm. which was an advertisement
the Depression.
For the doll.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, but their sales shot up. And not only does Kit Kittredge, the Depression era doll,
yes.
have, not only is there Kit Kittredge, but then there's also her best friend, so you can buy them as a set. You buy the two of them together. Yeah.
It makes my head hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we don't have time for the other thing we were going to do.
No, oh, okay.
But we promised that we'd hear from Greg.
Oh, okay.
So, let's hear from Greg, and tomorrow we'll get back with the other thing we were going to do.
Okay.
Because we spent way too much time on American Girl dolls.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Very sorry
about this, people. Your head was going to explode.
My head was going to explode, but I had to get it out.
Can I cross it off my list? Here, let me
please cross it off your list.
American Girl debacle.
Debacle.
Okay.
Hi, guys. This is Greg in Tacoma. I just wanted to...
I thought he was in Spokane. Is he moving? Did he move?
It's Happy always move. Been Tacoma. Happy it's move. Never been Spokane. You're the one who... What? Haven't we talked to him before? He sounds like Michigan Charlie.
He does not.
You mentioned that on the 1,000th show, you mentioned, Brad, that Faith had not done 100 shows yet. But actually, as of the end of July, she had done 111.
So, I have done 111 shows. You got to be kidding me.
So there's nothing else to do in the great state of Washington but to count the number of shows that Faith has done?
I've done 111 shows, seriously?
That was by the end of July.
Oh, good grief.
You can add another 25 to that, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, all of August and half of September.
That makes me tired.
30 more shows.
Hmm. Okay, anyway, yeah, go ahead.
I started listening when Faith started doing the podcast with you.
You mean you didn't listen to me and Charlie? What's wrong with you? Charlie would be very offended if he knew that. I won't tell him.
So I kind of went back and edited everything up. So 111, Faith, you were right.
Thank you.
Sorry, Brad. Bye.
That's all? That's all you got? You just called in to tell me I was wrong?
Yep. I like him already.
Well.
Gotta have people on my side every once in a while. Thank you, Greg.
Greg.
You are my friend.
Greg.
Did you go to Steve and I too?
No, Greg didn't go to Steve
and I. Everybody in Washington went to Steve and I, apparently, in my book.
Let's do, guys, you remember we talked about Spiritual Tramp at the beginning of the show?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Scott Roche. And he called in, and it's a short one, so do that. Let's see if I can figure out which one it is here. There we go. Stop. Oh, gotta turn it up. Hee hee. Okay, go.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Scott Roche of SpiritualTramp.com and also ArchangelNovel.com.
That was SpiritualTramp.com because it got cut out there for a second.
Oh, I heard it.
And I just got through listening to the Ride the Whirlwind show. I thought it was awesome.
What was that?
The Ride the Whirlwind show was the show where we threw all the topics in all at once, you know?
Don't remember.
We had a bunch of topics left over for the end of the week. And we
did.
Kind of
that Friday show.
Yeah, it was a Friday show.
Okay. I'm glad everything is okay in the bedroom department. And I loved hearing the Chris Tomlin Hello Love at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool. And really, in general, enjoying your show.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Scott Roche. I also enjoy yours. You know what I really like? I haven't really gotten into the novels. I'm sorry, but they're good. They're very well done. I'm excited that you're going to be part of them, and I am trying to get into them, and I probably will. I'll be addicted before long.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really like is when he has these little discussion shows.
Yeah.
And those are addictive. I like those.
I've read his blogs out there, or whatever you call those.
Whatever I call blogs?
No, are those blogs that are out there? Where they like have those write-ups on his page? I don't know.
You're a professional podcast, madam.
I am not, and I have no idea. Are those called blogs?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's all you had to do was say yes.
Yes.
There's really no point in carrying it out going, you're stupid.
You are a very famous member of the blogosphere.
Oh, so that's scary.
So to not know what a blog is.
I know what a blog is. I just didn't know if those were blogs. I guess that's the same thing, isn't it? How am I famous in the blogosphere?
What?
How on earth am I famous in the blogosphere? I don't blog.
What do you think this is we're doing right now?
This isn't a blog. We're not typing.
This is an audio blog.
Oh.
There are written blogs, audio blogs, there's even video blogs. Mm. Ask a Ninja. They know.
Huh?
AskANinja.com. It's a famous... Never mind. Forget it.
I do have to say about the hatred of Texas. I lived in Texas briefly.
Be very careful, sir. You are treading on very dangerous waters when you use the word hatred and the word Texas in the same sentence. And I'm going to proceed very cautiously through the next couple of sentences because I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's not a...
Can you play it, please?
I can understand that if your exposure to it was minimal, how you could feel badly about it. It is awfully hot and awfully flat.
It is hot and it is flat, depending on where you are.
Name me about two places in Texas that are flat.
Have you been to West Texas?
That's one. Okay. And you're done.
No, where we live is flat.
No, it's not.
Dallas is flat.
Dallas is...
Houston, pretty flat. Unless you're living in Austin.
But those are big cities.
That's the hill country. So what? It's still flat.
Well, you could drive 20 minutes out of town from Silver Springs and get into the Piney Woods. The hill country.
And those are hills, Brad.
Those are hills.
No, not really.
Rusk.
What you think is a hill and what is really a hill, big difference.
It's topography. It's not flat.
Topography. Ooh, big word.
Sorry. That's what it is.
It just because there's a little bump in the road doesn't mean there's hills.
The Piney Woods are not flat. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But
I hate to break it to you, but Texas is pretty flat.
It's not flat.
It's pretty flat.
Texas is huge. We have mountains. We have Big Bend National Park. Which is huge. We have Sam Houston National Park down by Houston, which all through the woodlands and all through mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying those are mountains, but those are definitely hills and bluffs through there.
Okay.
You've got the canyons of the hill country.
Okay.
You've mostly got the flat. Cap Rock.
Mostly flat. Why do you care so much?
It's not flat. Kansas is flat.
I'm not talking about
Nebraska is flat.
I'm not talking about Barack Obama. Iowa. Why do you care so much?
Because we're talking about Texas.
Okay. Barack Obama and Texas. Don't talk about either of those things. He will become very, very nasty.
And as far as it being hot, it is hot. We like it that way.
No, not really.
Yes, we do.
No.
Yes.
Not really.
I would rather it be hot than cold.
Well, so would I. But that doesn't mean I enjoy it being 110 degrees a lot.
I swim.
It's not.
Nice. Well, you know, 110 is... Look, this summer, we had 4 weeks of temperature that was really too hot.
Yeah.
That's it. But you're sacrificing 4 weeks for the rest of their year.
Yeah, and that happened to be one of the weeks that Gracie was here.
That's true. Too bad. Yeah, if you come during those 4 weeks, you're not going to have a good time. But the rest of the year, it's fantastic here. It's wonderful. If you go to Wisconsin, okay, you might get 4 weeks of nice weather that you can go outside in. The rest of it will kill you.
You're going to go with not 4 weeks. Really? Really? Yeah. That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then it's so cold, you get frostbite.
It doesn't get cold.
Your nose will fall off.
It doesn't get cold until October.
It starts cracking and stuff. And you can walk outside, and then if you're inside, it's so dry, your skin will just bust open and start bleeding right there in front of you. Why is my skin bleeding?
It's nice in Wisconsin from April through September. Even in October sometimes.
It's a lie of the devil.
No, it's not.
It's cold.
But I understand where Clifford doesn't, that it's a much bigger state than that and that there are plenty of good things in it.
Thank you.
Especially,
that's all I'm saying.
Guessing, you guys. Also, looking forward to being part of the...
At least me.
My Life Ministries network and looking forward...
Eeks. Sorry. Sorry, Scott. Yeah, I'm working on that. I did get his banner. His banners are up.
I saw those.
But I haven't added him to the blog page. Or
what are you doing? What you been doing?
Like
you doing?
I've been.
What are you doing?
What do you mean what I've been doing? Been doing a lot.
Yeah.
Forward to seeing my blog and podcast show up there at some point in the near future, I hope.
Yes.
So anyway, see you guys around the internet. Have a good day.
You need God to bless. Send me emails and the squeaky wheel gets the grease and stuff and all that. Of course, okay. Coming on my show and embarrassing me is pretty good, too.
that'll get him moving.
That'll get me moving. I'm working on it.
Is that it? That's all for Tuesday?
That's it for Tuesday. We're done.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. We do thank you for sharing your Tuesday with us. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this some other day, you're confused, and so am I. So I'll just say that we did enjoy spending the last... 29 minutes and 31 seconds.
Minutes?
Yes.
What's the matter with you?
I got off
on
Texas.
We didn't have time for that.
I got off
call.
On Texas. I didn't know he was going to bring up Texas.
All right.
Let me teach you how you're supposed to act like a Christian. Yeah.
Oops.
Bios con Dios, y'all.
Bios con Dios, everybody. See y'all tomorrow. or I'll talk at you tomorrow. I won't see you. But some of you I might see. Anyway, never mind.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.